Welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Bahar. This is Rabbi Jason Appel. There are many different reasons for the mitzvah of Shemitah which plays a prominent role in this week's Parsha. Some explain that it is a way of giving the land a rest after so many years of work. Others will see it as a time when one can focus on Limud HaTorah instead of their livelihood, sort of like a kolal existence. The Kli Yakar has a different view of the mitzvah of Shemitah. He explains the point of the mitzvah is to increase one's emun in Hashem. The Shemitah year is much more than a year. In order for Shemitah to work, there needs to be a bracha in the sixth year that extends into the seventh year and the beginning of the eighth year until one once again can work the land. Without a nace, one would not be able to normally survive a Shemitah year. Therefore, every seventh year, we renew our emunah in the power of Hashem and our special relationship with Him through this mitzvah. We find ourselves totally reliant on His mercy. The punishment for not keeping the Shemitah year is galut. We will be expelled from the land. According to those that explain Shemitah was to give the land a rest, this might make sense. But why does it make sense according to the reasoning of the Kli Yakar? I think the answer is a simple one. When one looks at Jewish history, in galut the Jew live a precarious life. He is under the control of those who often seek his harm and has to endure many hardships. In other words, in galut we again remember that we need to be reliant on Hashem. It is as if Hashem says that if we do not learn the lesson through the nace of Shemitah, then we will learn it the hard way, through the punishment of Galut. This brings us to our generation. With the advancement of technology, and the world advancing morally, and the existence of Medina Yisrael, which is sworn to protect Jews wherever they may be found in the world, we have learned to be less reliant on Hashem and more on ourselves. I would even guess that if Shemitah was reinstituted on a Doraita level, we would be able to figure out a way to get food without relying on Hashem's bracha. This makes the challenge of Emunah in our day more difficult than ever before. It sometimes feels that we do not need God, God forbid. But every once in a while, Hashem reminds us it's really He who controls the world. The challenge for our generation is to increase our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within ourselves, to see how Hashem provides for us, how He takes care of us, how He's connected to us. May we all be zochet to do this through seeing all the positives He does for us every day. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great Shabbos and a great week.